Welcome to Lunch with Jer.
Is this too close?
Sam's here.
Is this too close?
That's a little bit too close. Okay. Now, you want to put the microphone on your chin and use your outdoor voice so you're not screaming, but you're being assertive.
Yeah, man.
Is this too quiet?
I still think it's too loud. We were talking mic control off mic. But hopefully this is a good.
Well, I mean, it's pretty loud here at Bar Taco in Lohi, which is one of our three favorite places.
Do you think
to come.
They turn the music? It sounds loud, yeah, louder loud. Than it's it did 5 minutes ago.
We're also sitting underneath the speaker. But see, Jeremy is a little bit of a soft talker sometimes.
Yeah, he is.
So the microphone can hear you, but I can't hear you that well.
Okay. What do you want me to do?
Hey, maybe closer? After another 100 episodes, we could get headphones.
Let's talk about 100 episodes, gentlemen.
Is this 100 episodes?
No, we passed
we
it.
That.
Oh.
You brought it up like, oh, you knew it was 100. But
no,
then you
I knew
didn't
it was 10
me,
years.
You didn't bring a cake.
10 years?
It was 10 years.
It wasn't 100 episodes.
Was it 100 episodes?
Yes.
There's no way we did that many.
We're like, there's no cake, there's no celebration, there's no even acknowledgement.
But our sponsors have stuck with us for a
decade. That's a true point.
We have not lost one sponsor.
That's right.
You know what we're going
to
do?
Hey, cheers to not losing one sponsor.
Are we just supposed to tap mics? Uh-huh. You know what I'm going to do? Let's retire Jer's jersey as part of 10 years of Lunch with Jer.
I thought you were going to say, let's just retire Jer.
Oh, yeah.
Peace out.
I already feel that way. It's coming anyways. Like, these side projects, the dispatch and this other project, like, I don't feel like I'm part of the, like, I feel like we're a full-on production company, yet I'm not involved in any of the productions.
I think that's the big thing. You're not involved in the actual production.
Yeah. I would say, if we had Lunch with Jer business cards, what would your title be?
Yeah.
Founder?
Idea guy.
Idea guy.
Yeah.
Idea
big
man.
Idea guy.
Big idea.
Idea man.
Lots
okay.
of ideas.
Idea man, yeah.
Idea man. Make it one word.
Idea man.
We should retire someone's. Connors?
I think so. I mean, Connor was the first guest ever.
Yeah.
Never
like
came back.
One episode? Two episodes?
Two episodes,
maybe?
I think.
Was it two?
Yeah, I think he did a couple.
Okay.
And then he realized he can't be associated with us, especially being on the radio.
Like, we can't tell gross jokes, and he'd be like, well, I'm on the air of a fairly major network.
Yep.
So that didn't work out
you
so
just
well.
Keep it separate. I mean, that's it.
Right.
Don't
right. Just don't use last names.
Name yeah. Exactly. It's fine.
Maybe I could be Sam.
You could. No one knows. Well,
nobody's ever said Sam Clemens on this podcast before. So
no.
I am Sam Clemens.
Yeah, yeah.
With a C. What if we all rotated jobs, one to our right, and we just did each other's jobs for a month? How do you think we would all do?
I think everybody, if we went to the right, everybody could do their job okay.
Okay, so I, Sam, would be doing Derek's job.
Yes.
I've done like I did a lighter version of that. I worked for you.
Right.
So
yes.
basically, it'd be like getting promoted. But I think the part I would struggle is you have a deft way of, I don't want to say it's
deft.
Politics,
yeah.
but like you just handle things in a certain way
yeah.
that makes it so you don't have to do a bunch of extra work,
yeah.
but also that people are happy
yep.
and no one knows things that they don't need to know.
Yeah,
that's why
all
I think if
true.
We went to the right, we could all do the job for a little bit. We went to the left, I could not do Derek's job at all.
What do you think the part where you would struggle the most? Not the technical stuff, but like what you know of the job that your personality would not line up that well with what I do.
Oh, I think it would be all technical. I think I could bullshit my way through the rest of it.
Like, I do too.
In the meetings and everything, I could.
Right.
Yeah.
And you could manage the people. That's what I was curious, like what you were going to say. Cause you could do my job if you knew how to push the buttons.
Yeah. And I don't even know how to push buttons. I mean, I know how to push buttons, but I don't know how to push
them. Just push them all at the same
buttons.
Time, like you're in an elevator.
Yeah.
That's it. You hire somebody to push the buttons.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of movies and stuff where you just click some things on and off, and then you reach over and click some other things on and off. And
well, you know the movie with the most famous video switcher of all time is?
What's this?
What?
The Death Star. Remember when they fired the Death Star? It's like the...
Oh, that's a video switcher?
That is a video switcher. I believe it is a Ross switcher. I could be wrong about that part, but
there's also
that's a video switcher.
Ice cream machine in Empire Strikes Back.
Is it really?
Yeah, that there's a scene where the guy's running through like the Cloud City and he's carrying an ice cream machine that's supposed to be looking like something really,
that's really awesome.
Ice cream maker, yeah.
That's perfect.
Nerds.
Which is better? The Family Guy did all those renditions of Star Wars, like Blue Harvest or whatever it's called, and they're fantastic. Or the guy that plays the new Darth Vader guy, whatever that guy's name is. Does
Adam
series
Driver.
Of like, what is his name?
Adam Driver.
Adam Driver.
Yeah.
Does a series of like spoofs where it's like undercover boss or something.
On Saturday Night
and he
Live.
Goes in as a stormtrooper.
As Kylo Ren.
Yes, as Kylo Ren. They talk shit
you
about
haven't
Darth
seen
Vader.
This one?
No.
It's fantastic.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm a grown man. I've had sex before. I don't want Star Wars.
Hey.
But if you had sex with a woman in a Princess Leia outfit.
Okay, not bad.
We get it. You get it all the time, okay? We don't get it all the time. That's so right. You're young. We're old.
I don't.
Yeah.
And I am old. Princess Leia, what's Carrie Fisher? What's she up to now? She's a little wild, right?
She's dead. Yeah, not up to a lot right now.
She's not up to a lot.
Yeah. But thanks for bringing down the party.
Decaying.
Yeah.
Did not know that because I was thinking she was in the news in the last few years. It must have been that.
Yeah. Nudes?
Nudes.
Nudes.
They're nudes of Carrie Fisher?
Carrie Fisher.
She was
nudes.
In a legendary episode of 30 Rock, which is a show that I used to like to watch. Yeah. As herself.
If you're Carrie Fisher, would you request to be buried in that bikini?
Ooh, no.
I mean, it obviously probably doesn't fit the same way as
no.
it used to. I mean, there's like a one-piece gold bikini that she could wear.
No. I don't think she did.
I think you're over it.
Yeah.
Okay. You know?
I don't know. The Friends episode where Jennifer Aniston wears the bikini was on a month or so ago. That's pretty strong.
I guarantee it was on more than in the last month.
Yeah.
It's on all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Friends or that episode?
Just Friends in general.
Yeah.
That I'm sure it repeats itself.
It's Derek's favorite show. Or do you think
Hands
it's the
down.
Best show?
No, it's my favorite show.
Favorite show.
Okay.
But not the best show.
How many times have we talked? So I have tried, maybe unsuccessfully, to never say, this is the greatest thing ever. I tried to say, this is my favorite thing
sure.
ever. Because you can't argue with favorite. You can only argue with greatest.
Yeah. But arguing's
But
fun.
We're on a podcast about discussing stuff
That's
like
true.
That, so.
So bring up topics that you can't really discuss.
How many Friends episodes do you watch in a week? Not watch. How many episodes do you consume in a week?
I'd say a dozen.
A dozen.
They're
okay.
just on.
They're just
yep,
they're on just a on, loop yep. on yep. TBS or whatever.
Yep.
And I watch most of them. I can recite most of them, which is
right.
unbelievably sad. Like, you say it before it comes, and everyone that you're around is like, just stop fucking doing it. We get it. You like
it. Do you
the
do
show.
That when you're home by yourself?
Yes.
Watching it? Okay.
I do it alone.
Yep.
Okay. I also do it alone.
Yeah.
A
but, dozen. Okay.
The wife and I sat down, and I finally got her to start watching Breaking Bad. Because she really likes Ozark, which is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, there's no way Breaking Bad is too aggressive or scary or whatever, because it's not as much as Ozark.
Right.
So we got through episode one. She was into it. It's a good show.
I never
great
watched
show.
Breaking Bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It took me like 7 or 8 episodes.
Did it?
So yeah. She's into it after episode one. That's great.
Yeah. You never tried it? Never
tried it.
Why?
I think a lot of the thing is don't have a lot of free time. You saw my schedule.
Oh,
when I have time, I don't want to be more depressed.
No.
Does that make sense? Like
it's
I loved Ozark,
yeah.
but it was just dark and depressing every episode. Even though they were good, it just
yeah,
it didn't yeah. So like I choose to watch Sunny in Philadelphia for the 30th time in a row.
Okay.
Or
that's interesting because that show makes me feel gross.
It does?
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
It's very funny. I stopped watching it because it makes me... I think it's very dark in a
yeah.
different way.
Right, right.
And it always makes me feel a little gross afterwards.
Yeah.
But very funny. Amazing
yeah, yeah.
show. Well done.
But you can't watch it because you feel
I
gross?
I can. I was watching it quite a bit. It was
yeah.
like my show for
yeah,
a little
yeah.
while, and I was like, I don't like the way I am after that.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because it is very dark, and it is really gross. It is... almost the epitome of like male caveman behavior. Like,
yeah.
we probably all thought some of those things at
yeah.
one point.
Yeah.
Maybe not like the one where Charlie's drinking paint.
Right.
We probably don't do that, but maybe thought about it.
Rum ham.
Yeah, rum ham.
Rum ham, yeah.
Toe knife, yeah.
yeah. Milk steak, yep.
I had to fight through The Office for a while because it made me, Michael Scott made me uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable, yes.
And it doesn't bother me anymore like it did like when it first was on and I couldn't watch it because
yeah.
I was like,
they were
so.
The best at that. That was the best show at making you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say you didn't watch Breaking Bad because it was popular, and you're like, well,
no.
I don't want to be part of the whatever because everyone
I think,
watches
I know
the-
it's good. I just couldn't get around to doing it. I never watched The Wire or Sopranos.
Wire is almost a little old now when you
okay.
watch it.
Yeah.
It's like doesn't – yeah,
yeah,
it feels a little dated.
Because I never got into any of those shows that were supposed to be popular – not as a protest. I just didn't do it, and then I got behind, and then I just
yeah.
went, oh, fuck it.
Have yeah. you guys watched Severance?
Yes.
No.
I just finished it.
Okay. I'm almost done with season 2.
Want to tell you how it ends?
I don't know. You don't
know. I mean, it wouldn't even matter. It wouldn't make any sense anyway.
Right,
it's
yeah.
the most bizarre fucking
it
show.
It is. Yeah. And I think I'm stuck in it, so.
The guy who's the main guy, is his name Adam also?
Adam Scott.
Adam Scott.
Yeah.
I think he should win some kind of award for that show because
yeah.
he's fantastic.
Yep.
And this is Ben Stiller's show, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a director.
Weird.
Yeah.
yeah wow.
And how do we feel about the gal in there? I said she's like office hot.
Yeah.
Kelly R.
I think they all are really good because they're playing two characters.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so
you understand the premise of the show?
Okay. Yeah, well, we won't ruin the
okay.
So essentially they work I don't even know. It looks like the 80s, could be the 90s, it could be now.
I think
don't
it's
know.
In like Portland, Maine or something. And like okay. It's way in a weird spot.
I felt like that's it was like New Jersey. I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's in Portland, Maine.
But they essentially work for a company who puts a microchip in your brain and they call it, you sever your brain. So you go to work and you don't know what's happening in your outside life, and your outside life doesn't know what you happen at work. And so, but the work is mysterious and important.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's shot really well.
Yeah.
But it's like crazy. You don't
really
know what's
happening. If you don't pay attention to what's going on, you will get way behind.
Yeah. Gotcha. Like I tried watching the episode yesterday and I was on my phone and I was like, just last 20 minutes, I got to turn it off. And so.
Yeah, it's a really good show. The concept's pretty good, and I think they ended it after 3 seasons. I think we've already lost Sam.
No,
he's like staring off, and he's like,
I think you would enjoy it.
I was thinking about the stuff I watch, and it's
like, what do you watch?
Yeah,
no, I want to watch the show Severance. I'd like to watch White Lotus. I'm not there yet.
Yeah,
it takes my wife and I about a year to get through something.
Like, yes, yes,
we're on the bear right now.
Yeah,
because you can't watch it without her because you get in trouble.
Yeah, and I just don't. I also don't carve out a lot of time for just those sorts of things. When I'm by myself, sometimes I'll just watch YouTube videos, which is not, that can be anything.
So do my 7-year-old and 12-year-old.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do they watch ASMR? Because that's kind of my thing.
That is?
Oh,
I can't stand it.
What is it?
ASMR. You probably watch the weird stuff. Okay.
What is ASMR? ASMR.
Something sensory.
No. Not going to work here anymore.
Yeah.
It's basically things that make you calm or tingle. So, like, make your, like, head kind of tingle and go, like, that feels nice. So the original one, nobody knew this, but the reason people loved and were transfixed by Bob Ross is because he was doing ASMR.
Makes sense.
Did he know he was doing it?
So you hear the paintbrush on the
little taps.
Yep.
And then his, like, calming voice and everything. So there's a bunch of different versions of this. There's some really weird ones. I wonder if this is what Jer's talking about. Like people eating shit?
Yes.
That creeps me out.
Yeah,
No.
You say eating?
Yeah.
Not eating shit, but eating food.
Eating,
but
comma.
You can hear them
shit.
Chewing and opening the package and
so big difference.
Pouring
that's,
the water.
That's
and
the freak version. We don't associate with those people. I'm like
it
a
just
Bob
bothers me.
ASMR.
Okay.
Yeah.
That one I could get behind.
Oh, yeah. You put a little Bob Ross on before bed, you will sleep like a baby.
What about watching a little porn, crank one out, and going to sleep?
Well,
like, what happened to, like, old school, use your phone for 45
ASMR
seconds?
Porn.
They have that.
I know.
Come on.
I've
don't
heard.
I like it because I believe in separation of church and state. Sometimes I want ASMR. Sometimes I want to crank. Okay?
Okay.
AS. Okay.
So ASMR.
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 Yeah. That's the porn version.
Try it out.
Okay, ASS.
Haircuts, that's another good one. Like
haircut?
A good, quiet haircut. Oh, so good.
Really?
It's so weird. It's the second weirdest thing I do.
Okay.
What's the first weirdest thing? You know what we should have done? Just let it go.
Just let
it go.
Like, turn off the mic.
Second weirdest.
All right.
Shador Sanders.
Also, who's number two?
That's the second weirdest thing I've done. All right, that was a good episode,
good.
Guys.
Okay, let's wrap it up.
I walk the dog barefoot when it's nice out.
Oh, you're grounding.
That's not too
grounding.
Weird.
Is that weirder or less weird than ASMR?
I think it's less weird.
It's way less weird.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
Okay, that's the weirdest thing I do.
Yeah.
here would be the only weird part about it is if you couldn't do it barefoot for some reason and then you were hell-bent on doing it that way and you kind of like made
and you
an
added
issue.
When the weather's nice because you could be like, look at today. It's like a blizzard and you're like, I only walk my dog barefoot.
Yeah,
like,
you're right.
Yeah.
Then that's weird.
Yeah.
Like if you went walking by right now and you were barefoot, we would ridicule you.
Yes.
But what if it was nice out? Wouldn't you still be like, the fuck? He forgot his shoes.
Kind of.
I don't know, but it's also the neighborhood we live in too, right? Like,
true.
We're in downtown Denver. It would be weirder than like you're walking through. And I walk through my neighborhood. Like I'll take the not. I don't do it all the time, but we'll take the dog out or we'll go over and play catch with the baseball and I walk over there barefoot.
That's the best.
Yeah.
What's interesting too, especially when it's a long walk, 40 minutes, an hour, something like
that. Oh, I don't do that. That's fucking weird.
Okay. Well, you don't go for long walks or you don't do a barefoot?
Not barefoot, a 40-minute walk.
So there's a thought that like when you're out walking for a while and maybe farther away, you need shoes. You can't be out there without shoes.
Right.
You don't really know why, but it's like you just have to have shoes on. But then you do it and you're kind of like, it's fine. Everything's fine.
What if you have to run? What if someone comes up and goes, bitch, run.
I'd run.
Okay.
You can run barefoot.
Or you have an excuse like, someone already stole my shoes. I've already had the worst day possible.
Yeah, like, I already got robbed, man.
Yeah.
It was Jordan's.
Yeah.
All right.
So I walk to the mailbox, which isn't very far from me, with no shoes on.
Yeah.
But this lady in my neighborhood, Boulder, is like, oh, that's so cool, you're doing grounding. And I was like, no, I'm just barefoot. And she literally, like, her face changed, and she just turned around and walked away.
No way.
She didn't, like, make a quip or anything. Yeah, she just walked away.
Oh.
It was weird. Like, I almost insulted her.
Grounding on cement, so I don't know what the fuck she was
talking
about.
It's your bare feet on earth for some reason.
Yeah. But it has to be on grass, right? Or dirt?
Yeah, it has to be on grass.
Okay.
And or dirt, whatever. Yeah.
Because she goes, oh, you're grounding. You're like, no, I was just too lazy to put my shoes on.
Yeah, I just didn't put my shoes on. Yeah.
I personally love being barefoot. I wear shoes as little as possible.
It's the best. You had the best line about that ever. Mm. You're like, we were talking about like future goals, and I was like, I don't know, man. I just know that when I see my life in the future when it's good, I just know I want to be barefoot as much as possible. And I was like, because I figure if you're able to be barefoot a lot, things are probably pretty good.
That's a rich man, poor man.
Yeah, for sure.
As just goes, we're pretty bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rich man, poor man. You're either on a beach or you're on a cruiser bike near the beach.
Yeah.
Or you literally
don't have a job.
Bike.
Yeah.
No.
Uh-huh.
You don't have shoes.
Yeah, you don't have shoes. Yeah.
I mean, I firmly believe. I mean, I had a weird
version of it. Let's go find some homeless men down here.
See how they feel about
look,
it.
Grounding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just ask if they're grounding.
Let's see how that goes.
You guys, it's doing awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, you may have fleas in your beard, but at least your chi is lined up.
Yeah. There are some things that are more healthy about being homeless.
You ever notice that?
On the move.
No homeless guys are bald.
That's a Corolla thing, isn't it?
Yes.
No homeless guys are bald?
They're not bald.
They're not
see
bald.
See a bald homeless guy. They'll have giant hair and
because
big beards.
They can't shave their head, right? Because they don't have razors, right?
Yeah, but they don't even have, no, but they don't have the cul-de-sac. They're not balding. They don't lose their hair.
Oh.
And the theory is shampoo makes you go bald. Or like the hair.
Or
stuff.
Chemicals.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Like the Incredible Shrinking Woman, Lily Tomlin. Remember that show?
Yeah. Yeah.
All the chemicals.
Well, I know. That's a good. I had never thought about that one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Also, you've never seen a homeless guy have a house.
True. I've never seen it.
There's no IRS guy beating down the cardboard door of a guy that's homeless.
Right.
Bring back the cardboard. It's all this tent bullshit.
Yeah.
They have constructing like units.
Yeah.
And structures.
Oh my God, it's a nightmare. Just one called one in the other day. Jared, is our resident liberal. What do you think about this?
I wouldn't say I'm a liberal, but
no,
what do you
think? Resident liberal.
Oh, residents?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, if you're going to be...
I'm the most left, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm in the
what do I
heat.
Think?
No way. Yeah. You? No.
The choo-choo. Guy in the red hat? The guy in the red hat?
Yes.
Derek? Yeah.
Well, I'm working on my new app.
Oh, yeah, that's
my
right.
My Trumpify app.
Trumpify.
Which takes not
Listen,
only...
as the most liberal, I'm down for the Trumpify app.
Like, well, you
I'm,
need it.
Yeah.
To, like, it goes both ways.
Yeah.
So you take what he says, and it dictates it back to you in a palatable way.
Yeah.
But it also takes any normal website or newspaper article or thing someone says and turns it into Trump speak.
Yeah, I love it.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It'll sell.
But
okay.
Beautiful. It's a beautiful app.
I think it's stupid.
Beautiful app.
The homeless, I'm against it. Like, I hate homeless people too. Okay. Wait, is that what you guys were saying? What are you asking me? Like, should they be in cardboard?
Well, you have a bumper sticker that says "End homeless."
Yeah.
Not homelessness. You just say "and homeless." So I'm thinking you're directing that at the people.
Yeah. No, I am. Right here is where the tile pops up. The gang solves homelessness, right? it annoys me too. Like,
what's the problem? Is it
I don't know.
Housing costs? I laugh every time I hear that. They're like, it's because housing is too expensive. I'm like, these people are. I don't think that they just couldn't. I can't pay my rent. I guess I'll do this now.
Yeah. Right. Right.
I don't know.
Like, I'd been paying
get a
my
roommate.
Rent for
no,
years.
I'd rather sleep outside.
Yeah, lunging at you and stuff.
Yeah. Right.
It's like, what?
Yeah, a lot of mental illness. Expensive. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We saw a guy in New York City just peeing on the street. Now, I've seen it a couple of times. The last time we saw it, he was just standing on the sidewalk just peeing. Not like in a corner or a bus stop. Just dong out.
Hanging it out.
Just peeing. And people were just like walking and just walk around him like he's a manhole. And
there's Barry.
And so it's got to the point where people are like
Barry and the Berries.
Yeah, it's wild.
So
it's
that
good.
I mean, but so that is just an indicator of
mental illness
or irate drug use
or zero fucks given.
That'd be the best.
Yeah.
If you're like, I don't like drugs and everything checks out.
Yeah.
I just don't want to anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna pee.
What's the weirdest thing you do? Well, I walk my dog barefoot. That's not weird. I piss outside. I walk down
at will.
Yeah. I live in this apartment complex. I just walked downstairs, took a piss, and now I'm going to head right back up.
So wait, you could actually get away with this if you wanted to. If you're like, mm-hmm. I want to go pee on the sidewalk. I just have to look a little more homeless.
Totally.
If someone's like...
You said to identify as homeless.
Yeah.
Identify as homeless.
Or as you're doing it, you got to yell like nonsensical stuff at people like...
Like talk pitch into a building or something.
Yeah. They're coming for us. And then you get done peeing, shake it off, zip up your pants, and go back up to your apartment. Yeah.
That's it.
It's good. There is something freeing about peeing outside, though.
Oh, it's the I will pee in my backyard, too, when it's dark out.
In your hot tub or just?
Straight in the tub.
Wait. You walk outside just to pee outside or you're already outside?
No. I'll walk out at like the last pee before I go up to bed. Dark outside, right?
Yeah.
I'll go, not usually in the lawn because, you know, nitrogen and burning, but probably the rocks. Yeah.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
I like
That's
this.
Fucking weirder than the walking
Is
the dog,
right?
But yeah.
It's and then you walk barefoot on the rocks.
Yeah.
It started happening when my kids were potty training.
Yeah.
And they're like, I want to go pee outside, Daddy. I was like, cool.
Cool.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah.
Too. And then I'm like, it feels great.
Yes.
It saves money and water.
Okay.
I like it. It's green. It's yellow. But yeah.
If it's green, you got it. You need to have something to look at.
Yeah.
It's something freeing, especially it's your land.
Do
so,
you ever pee in your...
I don't pee at my house because I don't have much land.
You don't.
I don't really have much of anything.
You like splatter on the grill.
I don't really have like a yard or grass or anything.
You have like a little area though, but there's no really pee spot.
I don't think I've ever peed in my backyard.
Really?
Yeah.
You got to try it, man.
I don't have a tree or anything either.
But we both live in urban places.
Right.
So just go like urban suburban, but just go like, wait, 9 p.m., make sure everybody's back in. Yeah. Just like go to the one place.
I think we're too close.
Are you too close?
Yeah, I think so.
I know, but if all the lights were off, you could go dong out for 30 seconds and no one would know.
I've gone dong out. Hot tub, getting out of the hot tub sometimes. Yeah.
You're already there.
Yeah.
And this is kind of the fun
part.
Oh,
over
of
the
it,
side of the hot tub.
Someone might see you.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little exciting.
Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay. I do a lot of like, obviously, like hiking and stuff. So I pee outside a lot.
Sure.
So
on the hike. Yeah.
It's way better. But to do it on your own property would be the next level.
I saw this guy who has like a huge house, and he does a lot of yard work and everything. And he's got a big pine tree up front that he's cut like a quarter of the pine tree facing the house out. So it's only facing the house. And when he's working on his yard, he'll go pee. It's his pee tree. He can go pee in the pine tree. Nobody will see him.
Nice.
Instead of having to go inside and try and
so cut a quarter of it out.
Yeah.
So he can just walk in there.
Just so he can walk in there and pee. Yeah.
He walks into the tree. Is that big?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty baller.
A tree like that.
Yeah.
You guys hear about that San Francisco? They built a bathroom, like a public bathroom, and it cost them like $1.5 million because of like all the red tape and the. And then they've made this national story out of it. So it's a bathroom. It's just a regular bathroom, not anything special. But the bill from the city to whoever built it was like $1.2 million.
Wow.
Just to show like
pee?
How. I guess so. I
they
mean,
pee
sure.
on it.
Yeah.
I would go there
to
pee just to say I peed in a $1.2 million.
It's a very expensive bathroom.
Yes. Yeah.
If you really think about it, if you had a $1.2 million house, you have a $1.2 million bathroom.
True.
It's just
true.
Surrounded
true.
By bedrooms and.
That's a good point.
That's how you should sell your next.
You are an idea man.
This
yeah.
is a $1.2 million
bathroom.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I love
and
that.
It's attached to five bedrooms.
Yeah. They're not
three other
it.
Bedrooms, yeah. a kitchen,
and a backyard that
and
smells
backyard.
Like piss.
Yeah.
How could you sell a $1.2 million bathroom, Sam, as the realtor,
yeah.
Allegedly, of the group?
Are you tired of shitting with the pores?
That's why you have to watch the video that he sent you today.
Yeah,
you have
I
to.
Saw it.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Little
yeah.
front piece.
That's
yeah,
strong.
Good.
Now,
yeah.
is that real? Like, is that a real person?
I think it might be.
Yeah, it is. Real estate agents do this shit now, where they make themselves look actually. That this wasn't that bad, but they'll make themselves look bad. But
yeah.
they know they're going to get a lot
go
of
viral.
Views,
yep.
And
yep.
they're like, ah, I did it. And he's like, yeah, but you kind of look like an ass, and you're. I mean, you have a contract to sell a house, and you're
right.
not really representing the house. Well, I don't
right.
know.
Would you do that?
What's that?
Would you do that? Say you were going to sell my house.
If
and go,
I were a real estate agent.
Yeah.
Well, I just did some version of that.
I know, but it
version,
wasn't like
right?
embarrassing. It wasn't
exactly.
like.
I would not embarrass myself.
But if I, like, you had me under contract and I'd be like, you can be as offensive as you want to get as many views for this house as possible. Would you do it? Or is that against your brand?
Because it's just, and it's not even a brand thing, but it's like, it seems cheap to me.
Yeah.
Probably because I've seen it so much.
Right.
And
I was going to say, if you're the first person, it's not cheap.
Yes.
You're the
yes.
100th
if
person.
If no one else had done it,
yeah.
I would do it.
Yeah.
But now it's just like, it's a trope.
Okay. A trope.
It also feels a little lazy, if that's
yes.
a thing, because
yes.
in my old age with my sons, like we watched like Wolverine and Deadpool the other day, and there's so many F-bombs that I've gotten to the point now
really?
I'm like, It feels a little lazy. Yeah. When I hear too much cussing, we watch Pulp Fiction. I'm like, they could have written that a little bit different.
Yeah.
I'm starting to be thinking like a lot of profanity is
lazy. How do you
feel
about people on your lawn? You don't have a lawn. Never mind.
I don't have a lawn.
Can't help get off
your
lawn.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel like
quit
a lot
peeing
of
on my lawn.
Like that kind of shit is funny when it's well placed, but sometimes it's just lazy.
Yeah.
It's lazy writing. It's lazy wordsmithing.
Like, Pulp Fiction is so extreme. That was sort of the style that they intentionally created there. But yeah, it's the ones that are like very profane comedy when there's no. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no substance.
All the fucks don't, it didn't matter. Like, again, Hugh Jackman in Wolverine just saying fuck after fuck after. Like, it
really?
Just,
in Wolverine?
Yes.
Wow.
The Wolverine, Deadpool Wolverine.
You haven't watched that movie yet?
A lot of fucks.
It's funny the first time because you don't expect him because he doesn't say it in his other movies. But then, yeah.
But it's, don't you feel it's like a little aggressive? Like, it's a little too much. I thought.
I don't know. It didn't bother me.
Moana 2.
I give a
Moana
2.
Yeah. Just a little.
That one, I'm with you. That one bothered me.
The movie?
The F-bombs in Moana 2.
Oh, God, it was insane. Yeah. No, that movie sucked. I got a bone to pick with Moana 2, but
whatever. Let's hear about it. What would you start with?
It's a ridiculous premise.
Okay.
Okay.
I haven't seen it, but because of the F-bombs.
We need to unite all the islands in the Pacific because otherwise our cultures will die out. It's like, no, they'd start warring immediately.
Let's guess how many of our listeners have seen Moana 2 besides Sam.
I thought you guys were joking for the first 30 seconds of this bit.
No,
like, I really, like,
I've never seen it. I saw Moana 1.
I'm familiar that the movie exists, and I'm assuming The Rock is in it in some capacity.
Yes, he is. Okay. Yeah. 10 million. Did you see Moana 1?
Nope.
Kind of sucked.
Okay.
Well, Lin-Manuel,
we have nothing to talk about. Oh.
Is it your favorite Moana?
No.
Or is it, is it the best Moana?
The greatest.
The greatest Moana.
Is it the greatest
Moana? That one's not even arguable, right? I haven't even seen two, but.
There's no argument.
Yeah,
no.
Moana 1 is the greatest Moana movie.
Yeah.
Easily.
I think it got a pretty solid case.
Yeah,
there.
Like puka shells. How many puka shells? Like 1 out of 5?
If any of our listeners want to fight us about it, bring it.
Yeah, bring it on.
Yeah.
You know, we're willing to take this on.
Uh huh. Yeah.
The slings and arrows.
I don't stand for a lot of things, but fucking Moana 1 being the best one is easily.
Is that what the M stands
for
in your hat? Is Moana?
Yeah.
Okay. It says
make
M1.
America great. Make Moana great again.
Moaga.
Moaga.
I made the point the other day that I feel like I go on Twitter now just to know what's going on. My bullshit meter is through the roof, so I just pretend that everything is comedy and full of shit.
Oh, I like that idea.
But I want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't believe any of it. I just want to go, oh, that's what that is, or that's what that name is. And so if it comes up, I go, I know what you're talking about. And then quickly abandon it.
Yeah.
And if you ever find yourself even moderately defending anything, you shut up right away.
Yeah.
Because you're like, nope.
What am I doing? Yeah.
I was going to say, I did a lot of like getting off Twitter for a while because it just wasn't good. And then I found myself lately, like, why am I back on this again? Like,
yeah. It's like, what are people saying?
Uh-huh.
I'm interested.
Yeah.
That's kind of what
Where's the stock market today? Which I'm going to check into that.
I checked it earlier. It was like down 500 points this
morning.
Time
to buy. Oh, it's not even open today. Yeah, that was yesterday.
Yeah.
It's a great Friday.
So we were sort of talking about like the ups and downs of work and stuff. And given the age that we're all at, as bad as it's been the last couple of weeks, I look at it for more like curiosity purposes because what does it matter at this point? As long as it goes back up at some point, which it will probably. And if it doesn't go up, we're fucked anyway. So it's fine. Right? Thoughts? No? Like in 08, when it was about ready to crash, my dad's like, hey, this thing's going to get fucked up. We should be preemptive. So I sold a bunch of stuff, held on to it, waited for it to dip, go over, and then come back up again. And then I bought back in at the same point. And if I would have done absolutely nothing, I would be in the exact same spot.
Elitist. Stock holding elitist.
Oh, my God. He buys stock. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
No. Like
you're like in a different world than us. Like,
dude, I'm the upper 1% of this table.
Right.
Well, that is interesting. So had you just held, it would have done the same thing.
Exactly
the same. You didn't buy when it was low.
I didn't have any money then. I was young. So I just, whatever $1,000 I had, sold it, held it, bought back in, and everything was exactly the same. If I would have held on to it, let it fall in value, come back up in value, and then just be like, whatever.
Yeah.
With this, the last few weeks, I actually talked to my guy this morning, my brother, and I was like, hey, should I be buying some shit right now? Should I throw a few K in there? And he's like, yeah. I was like, all right, I'll do it.
Because everything's on sale.
Yeah.
That's the way to look at it. Everything's on sale.
It might be more on sale after I buy, but if it's a short,
sure.
if it's a long-term thing, it's fine.
Right.
I don't know. The only thing I can say is It's real. It's not even real money. It's money that you have lost that you could have not lost if everything stayed at the same pace it was going. Does that make sense?
Well, just value.
Yeah, value.
You haven't lost any money.
Yeah, yeah.
It's true.
You just lost the value.
Yeah.
But it's been.
But
going
it's real
up, up,
value
up.
That you lost.
But I love the guys that come out and they say, "Well, it's still up 500% since 2010."
Sure.
Yeah. You're like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah.
If you look at the graph. The whole graph goes this way, and there's just like a little right here.
I love zooming out on the graph because like you click on the graph, and it's always last week. This is what happened.
Yep. Year to date, that's red.
Or you look at the up and down, and you're like, oh, it's gone down immensely, and it's like 3 percentage points or whatever, like because they don't show you from zero to
What a free fall! Yeah. Oh, that was
from
that was 4%.
41,000 to 4,500.
2%.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Never do year to date. Always do like a year to date and then quickly snap zoom out to like a 5 year.
Yeah,
like,
let's go back to 18, 19.
We're okay.
18, 19. Yeah.
But again, it would be different if we were all 65 and go, I have to live on that shit.
Yep.
That might be different.
Right.
That should also not be your only plan. Like, hey, the value when I take it out has to be really, really good.
Right.
But I guess should.
What plan should you recommend? I've been going
Social Security.
Lotto. I've been doing
gold.
Sports gambling. What else should I do?
Sports gambling.
Like
Wolves
I'm diversifying.
Plus 4, game one, let's go. Yeah. I don't know why I don't like gambling on sports. I don't even like gambling very much. Doesn't do it for me. Always lose. Always lose.
Right.
Except for when the Timberwolves are in the playoffs.
This is
my thing now.
Oh, it is?
I got my boys. I'm texting them. My bets. It's called Sam's Sure Things. Oh, it's so much fun.
How come we're not on the Sam's Sure
Things? I don't know.
I will,
he has all these pockets of friends that we don't know
about.
It's
true.
About.
I do.
I only have five friends, and you're two of them.
Podcast.
He probably does.
What?
I
feels like he has all these other side things going on that I'm not involved in. You're sort of involved in, but I'm definitely not involved.
What do I have? Okay, I have my Vikings fan friends. We used to be a Vikings bloggers, so if you want to talk about dorks, there you go.
I remember that.
Yep. Those are the guys that...
What was it called again? Purple...
Vikings Territory,
okay. And you guys still blog?
No.
Okay.
No, they sold it, and I departed as well at the same time.
Okay.
And then I have my friends from high school, which we don't really have a group text, kind of, but...
Okay.
Then there's Damien.
Damien.
That's it. Then I have brothers. That's it. Mm. Oh, you've really rekindled with your brother.
I feel like he's glazing over
What's
a bunch
Damien?
Of things.
Yeah, you skipped right over Damien.
Well, Damien kind of like comes
like
in.
Like the Omen?
Like the devil, yeah.
Yeah.
That's his screen name.
So
is it really?
Like, what the fuck does this mean?
Yeah.
Then he told me.
So I have this relationship with the devil, but don't worry about that. And then I'm my high school friend. I mean, don't you guys too?
The second weirdest thing I do. Derek, with your brother, you've really rekindled the relationship.
Yeah, so my brother dropped a bunch of weight in the form of his ex-wife.
I was going to say.
And,
I was like, how do you do that?
And the reemergence took like literally like 15 minutes. Like, hey, we're cool, right? Yeah. Okay.
All right.
We're good.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's great. So that's been 2-ish years now. And
yeah.
We've gotten in a pretty good cycle of going to see Super Diamond at concert, and we finally got my
parents
to go.
Oh.
We just went and saw him last week. We've been begging my parents, who love Neil Diamond from the 60s, to go. My dad's got a bunch of health stuff, so like, no, we don't want to go, no. Finally, they're like, fuck it, let's go. And we got him like
That's
a special
awesome.
Table near-ish the front, and everybody dressed up. We had the best time.
Is it good?
The show itself is excellent.
Okay.
Like, the sound, the lights, like these sounds just like Neil Diamond. They play all the hits. The warm-up act was a U2 cover band, who I thought was good.
U3?
I don't care about U2.
What's the name of it?
This is
important.
Blue Sky or something.
Because
Into the
Super
Blue Sky.
Super Diamond makes sense.
Yep.
Black Sabbath. You got to have a good cover
name.
You
got to have a hook.
Yeah.
Their name is based on some U2. So anyway, I don't care for U2.
Yeah.
These guys were a good U2 tribute band, but I don't care about U2. I went back to see my parents because we were like dancing around, and then we went back to see him. My mom, sitting there, arms crossed. This is the worst goddamn noise I've ever heard in my life.
Really?
About the YouTube band?
About the YouTube band, because she doesn't like U2. And now it's a loud concert, and so I was like, oh boy.
Yep.
And then
pretty bland music.
I thought so. I mean, maybe they play... Vertigo, and it's too loud for my mom, ironically.
Gives her vertigo?
Yep, because she fell over in her chair, maybe. Yeah. But then Super Diamond comes out, lights shooting everywhere and loud as shit, and my mom was dancing and, like,
That's awesome.
She was partying her ass off. Okay. And it was really fun. So
she had to get over that opening act.
Yeah. Yeah. And my dad, who
most times
again,
you have to get over the opening act.
True.
Yeah.
Except, have you ever been to a show where the opener is better than the headliner?
Rarely.
That's awkward.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah.
You just leave during the opener?
Pretty much.
You talking about your brother's band?
Yeah.
I get it.
No.
Yeah.
No, no. I saw, you guys know who Ben Harper is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Saw Ben Harper. On its own, it might have been fine, but he did like a solo man acoustic show. Very quiet, fine, at the Mission Ballroom. Who opened for him was called Trombone Shorty in Orleans Avenue,
yes.
Which is a big, like, nine-piece fucking lasers
yeah.
and horns.
Yeah.
Fucking lasers.
And energy.
Awesome.
And yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And then, like, Ben Harper, solo spotlight.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were all kind of like, oh, this is a little bit of a bummer, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were in L.A. one time, and we wanted to go to the Whiskey A Go-Go just to see a concert.
Yes.
And so we go up, and there's a big sign that says, Alien Ant Farm is playing. And we're like, well,
Jared Leto's band?
I know who Alien Ant Farm is. We want to go anyway. Oh. Fine, let's go. So we go. The opening act was a band called Kaleido, which is this band out of Detroit, which no one had ever even heard of. And they come out, and they crushed it. And then Alien Ant Farm comes out. They play one song that is good. And
play the Michael Jackson song.
Play Smooth Criminal. Play movies. So anyways, that band Kaleido ended up being one of my favorite bands for like a 2-3 year stretch because they traveled all the time. You can see them all the time. And then they got super heavy, like really like, not kind of like Mayhem.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Like screaming into the microphone.
They put out new stuff and it was a different sound.
It got progressively heavier and now I can't listen to it.
Because I always thought they were a cover band. No.
Kaleido?
Yeah.
Well, they covered Rocket Queen by Guns N' Roses, which is really good.
Classic.
And My Michelle, also very good.
Very. But legend.
Their original stuff I thought was quite good and now it's just too heavy for me. Maybe I'm just getting old.
But you're a heavy dude, though.
I know.
That's heavy the kind of the music boys. You like.
Not the screaming. Like
I
the,
do like Heavy D and the Boys, though, for your nickname.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam, you ever heard of Heavy D and the Boys?
Yeah. I know,
Jer.
I've heard of Heavy D.
Heavy D
is
and the Boys?
The, yeah. Like Heavy D's band?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even think think Heavy D did the rapping. I think they just were the dancers.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a band. Okay. It's like MN, or like D12 says.
Yeah.
Bitch, there's no instruments. We ain't no band. Or whatever that line is. We ain't a band, bitch. We don't play instruments.
That's right. That's what
it is. Yeah.
D12. I love Eminem. Have you guys seen that viral video of the chick at the wedding singing that Shake That song about the strip club? She's like an all
black.
I try to
watch it 7 to 8 times a day.
It's
my favorite video of all time.
It's so good.
I've never seen it.
And it's a hard rap.
Yeah.
And she does a lip sync to it.
She's fucking hot.
Very hot.
That's what it is.
And then
it
she's.
That's why I watch it 7 to 8 times. Yeah.
Nice. Let's pull up that hot chick.
Now, to be fair, she looks like she's wedding hot. Like, she got hot for the wedding.
Doesn't matter.
That's definitely
doesn't matter.
Like, the tan's
she's
a little
a
orange. Okay. Like, it's a little, like, fresh tan.
Right.
I'm going to send it to Sam.
So yeah, that rap is pretty difficult. And then she kind of circles around to the bride. And the bride is also doing the rap. And they do the rap together for, I don't know, 15 seconds. Mm. But I was thinking, the only thing I was thinking is, it's her wedding. And that song's playing at the wedding?
Yeah.
It's like a that dirty happens. Rap song.
Yes. Okay. So.
See, pretty hot,
I love
right?
it. And yes, but definitely wedding hot.
Wedding
definitely
hot,
wedding hot. You're like, she's yes.
Like next morning, like, oh boy.
They got a filter on.
Yeah, filter too, for sure.
But she's owning it. She is controlling the room.
Totally.
Yes. And,
she,
and then the bride comes in.
Yes.
Oh, this is great.
And Sam, now look at the bride and now look away. Look at the does it look like Kristen?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Little
like
bit.
Yes. You just kind of do like a quick one.
I can see that.
I had never thought about that.
Like, wait, was this Sam's wedding?
No. Yeah, wait.
Was that your wedding?
Is that me?
Oh, that's your wedding. I don't remember that happening.
What song is it? Because I couldn't
shake that.
Wait, no,
Eminem.
It's an Eminem. I can't remember what
right,
it is. I'll send it
it's
to you.
Still Shake That.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay.
1000%
Shake
That.
That's an Eminem song?
Oh, yeah.
But, like, yeah, it's all in my, all over my algorithm.
That,
I see it. That's why it shows up 10 times a day. And I watch it every time.
And I watch it every time all the way through.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow, that was good. They had the light on her and everything.
Yeah.
She knew what was happening.
She didn't miss a beat. She knew every lyric and, yeah.
Strong to very strong.
Yeah.
You guys find that even if it's a video like that you've seen 20 times, when it pops back up, you're like, oh, this is my favorite. I'll watch it again.
I'll enjoy this,
Does she know I'm watching her again?
Yeah,
I hope
she
does.
Does she try to like, monetize it and do a coin?
I hope she does.
Maybe. A coin.
A coin.
How about that?
Do you think she's trying to get the bag?
You know
she gets a bag from us?
I don't think it's illegal for her to do that either. Or whatever happened with the Hawk Tua coin.
I have no idea.
I don't think it's illegal.
It's just funny that it happened and then no one heard from her for like a month.
Yeah.
And now I don't know. They may have. I'm assuming she's back, but
I don't know.
I mean, she literally had her 15 minutes and then wrap
also,
it up.
How fucking stupid are you if you lost your money on the Hawk to a coin? Girl.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you think was going to happen?
Yeah.
Right.
That thing was going to crush.
Dummy. Yeah. This is natural selection.
Why? Would you rather put it on that or put it on black on a roulette table? Spin it.
At least then it's 50-50.
50-50, yeah.
Yeah.
Honey, hear me out. Hawk Tua girl, you know how hot she is, right? Like, she's all over the place.
Yeah.
I put all of our savings in a Bitcoin that I don't understand. But her name's attached to it, so.
Right. I mean, she's taking
whatever
off.
She is Hawk Tua'd so far
yeah.
has turned to gold, so.
Oh, yeah. It's like it was because she's got lots of talent. That's how this was built off.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to tell this story as best I can, but there was a friend of a friend whose son got in trouble at school.
Yes. Yeah,
because he has a nice car, like a BMW or whatever, but he put Hawk Tua bumper sticker on the car.
His own car?
Of his own car.
Right.
And the school had a problem with it.
Okay.
So what do you guys think about that? First of all, if you bought your son a car and he put a Hawk Tua sign.
I'm thinking seven-year-old kid. I'm thinking not a high school kid. I'm thinking that's why.
This kid can't even drive.
Yeah. Like he put it on his scooter.
Yeah.
Like he had a Hawk Tua. Okay.
I wouldn't buy my son a BMW because I'm not that big a douche.
Yeah.
But also, get that shit off there. That's what I said. But like, that's it. It doesn't have to be a whole thing.
So at some point, the Hawk Tua thing came up around my kids who are 16 and 14. And I said the word Hawk Tua or whatever, and they both laughed. So they know what it means.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do in that situation? Should you broach the subject?
I don't know if they know what it means.
My
kids know Hawk Tua, but they don't know what – they just know that it's now in the vernacular.
Oh, sure. Yeah, but what
does it mean in the zeitgeist?
Yeah, I don't think they know. But they know what – it's in what they call brain rot, all these words like riz and and skibbity and all this stuff. They know that it's in that thing.
Yeah.
But they – I guarantee they don't know what it means.
I mean, I could text him right now. And it's like, if you could describe it, Uncle Jerry will give you
$10. Would you show me?
They know. They know. 14 and 16, they know.
They know.
Yeah, 14 and 16 do, but I don't think my...
I don't think your kids know, I think my kids know.
Do your kids know?
No.
Okay.
But my six-year-old did say the other day, he's like, Daddy, I know the three bad F words.
Oh,
first
nice.
First of all, I said, wait, what are they?
What's the third one?
He tests, yeah. He told me, and he's like, I'm like, you want to tell me what they are? He's like, he gave me that face, and I'm like, I'm not going to... get you in trouble if you say it right now.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the other two were actually. I just
remember it'd be the gay slur would be one of them.
Yeah, but
that wasn't one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
It was a freak.
It was something that was not that bad.
Frickin'.
Yeah.
Frickin'.
Just to hear him say.
My 7-year old asked me every once in a while. He's like, "Hey, this is kind of a bad word, but can I say it?" And I was like, "What are you going to say?" And he's like, "That guy can go to hell," or "Shut up," or "Yeah."
Can you imagine being famous for spitting on some guy's cock and talking about it on TV? That's why she's famous.
She just talked about it.
We don't know if she actually did it. She could be all talk.
She's probably all talk.
Yeah, she probably is all
idea.
Talk.
Someone asked her a question, so she volunteered her technique or her, no, this is how you do it.
Her.
Which means she's done it at least this many times.
Maybe. Or it was just a funny thing to say in her dumb accent.
She was hammered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, the guys that did the video, like afterwards, after she got famous off of it, came out and were like, whoa, why aren't we we were the ones who, you're like, what'd you do?
You didn't do
it.
Yeah.
You turned it on.
Yeah. You went to a bars after they cleared out and can we see
like
the thousands of your hours of footage of that was nothing? Yeah.
It's like Girls Gone Wild.
Right. Yeah, at least there's a payoff there.
Precisely. That guy got robbed.
He made a lot of money, though.
Yep. What's that?
He got robbed.
Oh, yeah. No, the Girls Gone Wild guy. He got a burglary. They broke into his home and tied him up and robbed him.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were like got robbed like someone stole his ID or something.
Be big.
Yeah.
You know the one that always got me? Remember the one guy that
college girls showing their tatas? That guy robbed? Got,
yeah. The guy that produced those bum fights videos? Remember those?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they're like, you can't do that.
Why?
Why not?
Right.
If you pay him,
totally.
Houseless, homeless, non-housed, unhoused guy.
It goes back to unhoused.
Here's $50 or a pack of smokes, and all you got to do is fight another guy.
Yeah.
Listen, remember you guys were asking me as the resident liberal about I forgot about they could make money bum fighting.
Yeah, this is how this is your path to homeownership.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I know a guy who can help you.
That's right.
But all you gotta do is throw some fists.
You
want to
make some quick money?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You gotta let Kimbo Slice punch you in the mouth for like 6 minutes. I know you don't have a dental plan, so try not to like lose 18.
You won't pass the rental application, but I can get you in.
You know that thing where the doctor takes the light and shines it in your eye to see if you have a concussion? You won't pass that before the fight starts. Like, you're going to do that.
There's no doctor and there's no light.
Right. It might cause a seizure, so he's going to have a harder time hitting you if you're shaking back and forth.
But then you can fill out this loan application.
That's right. But at least you get paid.
Yeah.
Bumfights.com. Mm-hmm. How we hardly knew you. There's also a bumwines.com.
Bumwines.com.
Bumwines. Which was just a whole a database of here are the bumwines. It'd be like
really?
Mad Dog
2020. Boone's Farm Strawberry.
Boone's Farm.
Yeah.
Those were the days of easy HTML1 websites of just like.
I miss it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's like a bumwines Instagram, like join our affiliate program.
Right.
You know, like I want to go to bumwines.com.
Right. Who owns that? I want to go to a liquor store. You know, they have the little signs that hang over sections.
Yeah.
And it just says bum wines.
Yeah.
Well, we all know what section that is.
Yeah.
Right.
The reasonable whites. I love that.
Exciting whites.
Oh, sorry. Exciting whites.
Exciting whites.
Exciting whites. Like, well, white wines. It says exciting
Every
whites.
Time there's a football player that does something great, like Christian McCaffrey, and be under the exciting whites. And Cooper DeJean.
Fantastic.
Exciting whites. Yeah.
Or your boy, Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy, yeah.
BCB.
Oh.
Okay, lunch with Jer at Bar Taco. Food is fantastic, as usual. Pork belly, thumbs up all the way around.
So
fellas, it's great to see you.
Thank
this
you.
Made my day. I was having a good, bad day, so this
Feel
is
Feel better?
Good. Yeah.
You've been laughing a
we'll
lot.
We'll go back to shitty now, but thank you for the
lunch with Jer. Cheers. Yeah. Bye.